Each month here on RNIB Connect Radio, we take a look at the charity's employment service. Now, it is there to help visually impaired people find work or retain their job if they begin to lose their sight. And there's also a lot of work that goes on with the likes of employers and politicians to open up the world of employment to people with sight loss. Now, today I'm joined by Andy Swan to chat a little bit about some figures and a little bit about the employment service itself as well. We'll give you contact details a little bit later. Andy, the employment service is very wide reaching. In terms of yourself then, what's your post?
Okay, Alan, my job is employment manager, part of the employment team across the UK, and I work very closely with our employment advisors, mostly in the north of England, but also as part of the wider UK team.
I take it there's a lot of joined up work here across the UK. Employment is, I suppose, a kind of vast area to look at, and perhaps a tricky one when it comes to sight loss as well.
Yeah, we've set ourselves some challenges, Alan, because we want this to be a service that's open to everybody. We acknowledge there are variances in different parts of the UK, but we want to be able to offer a core service to everyone, and we want it to be available to people quickly as well.
So in terms of sort of 2019 then, I mean, what figures are we talking about in terms of those who are out of work but want to work, or what kind of projects have you been looking at or taking part in this year?
Well, our starting point is that 75% of people of working age are unemployed, and it's just not good enough. And we're now very keen to reach as many people with the resources that we have, but more importantly, in the way that it suits people too. So we've been investing a lot of time on our web pages to make sure the information is there, because obviously if you access the internet, it's there for you 24 hours a day. We've also been looking at the way our sight loss advice team offers a service, because the beauty of that is it's available from 8 in the morning to 8 at night, and on Saturday mornings as well, to make sure that we can give quick advice to people when they want it.
But it must be quite a daunting task for someone who's blind or partially sighted, say someone who is looking to get into the workplace for the very first time, because there are a lot of barriers out there, and perhaps even for the individual themselves, maybe confidence is a problem, or the skills perhaps need to be updated. So again, you know, you're looking at quite a broad range of support.
Yeah, at the moment our team in the wider sense is dealing with around 200 inquiries a month from people that just want a bit of guidance, and we're working with about 100 people every month to try and keep them in jobs across the UK. There are very real barriers out there, and we're working hard to try and address them. Two of our focuses at the moment are on working with employers to try and give them the confidence and the knowledge that they need to be able to make the right adjustments for people, and working with people to try and retain them, to give them the tools that they need to be able to negotiate in the workplace and get the right services for them. The other side of it is we're working with all the organisations that are there in the UK that are providing employment services, and we're trying to upskill those organisations so that they can deliver a decent service to all of our customers. That's a bit of a big task, but we're working away quite hard at it just now.
Does the fact that there are devolved nations with devolved parliaments, does that make things a bit trickier when it comes to planning projects? Because I suppose they all work in different ways, or perhaps have different ideas on how they can help or get involved.
Yeah, it does. It comes with its own challenges, and that's why we link very closely with our policy and our parliamentary colleagues in RNIB to make sure that employment is always on the agenda in each of the devolved countries. We try to have a core offer so that anyone in the UK gets the same kind of service from RNIB. But in certain parts, for example, in Northern Ireland, we have a couple of different projects, iWork2 and WorkAble Northern Ireland, that have been developed specifically for that area. But that goes over and above our core service, which we offer to everyone.
So tell us a little bit about those projects then. How do they work?
One of them is about technology and about employment-related technology skills, and it's not something that we offer generally in the same way across the UK. The other project is about working with employers to offer work placements to people so that someone that needs that bit of experience can go in and do a fixed amount of weeks of work experience with an employer in Northern Ireland. And that's been a pretty successful programme for us. But it has been developed specifically because that's what we felt was needed in Northern Ireland.
that sounds like a great foot in the door for the individuals, but I suppose for the employer as well, they're getting the chance to see what a blind or partially sighted person can bring to the job. They can get to see perhaps how assistive technology works and perhaps even how easy it is to employ someone with sight loss.
Yeah, it can be very useful, and it's something that we have done in different places at different times in the past in RNIB with some great success. At the moment, if we leave Northern Ireland to one side just now and the rest of the UK, we're trying to create similar opportunities but through partners. So, for example, in England, the biggest employment programme is the Work and Health programme. We're working with the prime contractors there, and they have great links with employers, and we're trying to get their advisors to the stage where they're confident in arranging those similar kind of opportunities to people with all the employers that are there, and there's some employers who are very keen to help.
What about employer feedback then? I mean, what do they tell you are their concerns, their worries, and perhaps even, you know, what have they come back to you with after being involved in some of these projects?
Oh, you have a massive range of employers there. At the one end, you have the employers who have signed up to Disability Confident, which is a government programme to put out a message to say we're interested in people with disabilities working with us. And that obviously extends to blind and partially sighted people. Employers are just humans like everyone else. They have their range of worries. They're worried that they might do the wrong thing, or they might be too fussy with people, or they might break some rules by not doing things at the right time. So our job in the employment team is to try and reassure employers that there is help there for them and that we want to try and get them to do the right thing.
Now, you mentioned earlier about job retention. I touched on a little bit of this with Martin O'Kane previously, who's the lead for Employment Services of RNIB, because, you know, we are an ageing society. You know, we are working longer as well, and sight loss can naturally come with that as well. But there must be a financial benefit for an employer to help an existing employee rather than, you know, saying, well, you can't work for us anymore, we'll have to go through the whole process of recruiting and retraining again.
Yeah, it's a really expensive process for an employer to go through, and I don't mean necessarily just the recruitment, to spend time trying to make sure that they get the right person, but also that the person who's leaving is going to the right place. There are financial implications in all these things, and we're very keen to see employers keep those skills, knowledge and experience. We've worked initially to get our website in a good position so that employers can easily access what's there already and get some advice. We've recently put together a pack called Let's Work Together, which kind of gives employers very basic but quite comprehensive information on how to keep someone in a job. And we're often involved in visiting employers to try and make sure that we can give them their advice and they can get things right.
For job seekers themselves then, are they more confident about the help that's there to get them into work, or are you finding that many are perhaps needing some extra help with things like, you know, CV prep and things like that?
Yeah, it does vary. On our website, there's plenty of information there about job search tips, application forms and CVs, and that maybe works for some people. Others prefer that bit of personal advice through our helpline. Additionally, we have employment advisors based in all the different parts of the UK that will give that little bit of extra help if needed. But what we're finding at the moment is there are plenty of organisations out there whose job is to help people put together a CV, complete application forms, get through interviews. And we don't want everyone to have to come to a specialist service to do that. We want the organisations out there to have the skills to be able to offer a service to everyone. And that's our main aim.
You mentioned earlier, Andy, about the advisors who are there to help people, about the extended hours to give that kind of support. I mean, it's a kind of simple question, how good are the advisors? What are their skills? How can they help?
Our sight loss advisors through our helpline are really good at helping people with inquiries about employment. They're dealing with about 75% of our phone inquiries just now, and they're doing very well. We're finding some people want a bit more help, maybe have some quite specialised questions about their workplaces, and that's why we have specialist employment advisors who are dealing with the other 30% of inquiries. These are people who have been in the employment business for a long time, and they've got a lot of knowledge. They know their own areas, so there are people there. I kind of refer to them as the specialist employment team, part of the sight loss advice team. and their job is to help people out when they need a bit more help. Primarily, they're working with retention jobs and keeping people at work.
And if people would like to get in touch with the employment team, what are the different ways they can do that?
Okay, the helpline is the obvious one for me. That's the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. And that's open during the week between 8 and 8, and on Saturday mornings as well. People can also talk to ECHOs if they're in hospitals or eye clinics. There are eye clinic liaison officers who are able to do referrals through. The other way to find out more is to go into our website, the RNIB website, and if you look at sight loss advice and then equality, rights and employment, all the information that we've put there is up to date. I found if you just Google RNIB employment, it takes you to an equality, rights and employment page, and all the information is there. We also welcome employers to get in touch too. We have a lot of information on our website for employers, but similarly, contact our helpline. It'll either be dealt with right away or passed through to our specialist employment team.
Andy Swan, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome. Thank you, Alan.